get to the stadium here in just a minute. But real quick, out of St. Louis, an announcer who accidentally said a homophobic slur during the Cincinnati Reds away game against the St. Louis Cardinals on Saturday of last week will not be suspended. Chip Curray, St. Louis, I hope I pronounced that correctly. Chip Curray, St. Louis Cardinals announcer, said the slur during the fourth inning of a FanDuel Sports Network broadcast while he was reading a promotional announcement for the club's upcoming Disability Pride Night when he stumbled over his narration. He said, and I quote, and I'm going to clean it up, Disability Pride Night is Thursday, July 10th, with a themed ticket. Fans take home a Cardinals cap featuring the Disability Pride bleep.
And then he immediately corrected himself and said flag.
So he said a word that sounds like flag but didn't have the L in it.
Take out a letter, yeah.
And Cardinals in Braille. He will not be suspended for the slip.
Good.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, it's very different from what happened with Tom Brenneman, where he was very obviously trying to say that word. He didn't think it was going to go out on the air, but you always assume the mic is hot. In this scenario, you know.
It was a slip.
We say a lot of words. Sometimes we mess up and say the wrong word.
Yep. Story here from Channel 5. Leaders in Kansas will meet in early July for a meeting to discuss the potential extension of star bonds that would lure either the Chiefs and or the Royals to the state of Kansas.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yep. So it expires on July 1st, which I believe is that Monday?
That is Tuesday.
Tuesday. Thank you. Senate President Ty Masterson announcing yesterday that he has called a meeting for July 7th. So here's the deal. The offer to the Royals and the Chiefs will pay for 70% of your stadium costs through these star bonds.
Correct.
Which will be paid back by sales taxes at those venues if they are ever built.
Right.
Okay. The offer expires on July 1st. However, the Senate president and a handful of other top-tier leaders in the Kansas legislature have the authority to extend it one more year.
So they did work in a retroactive extension clause, meaning they can let it lapse
and
so
then
the offer dies, right. And then they can decide later after a committee meeting, there's some sort of council committee that is overseeing all of this, they can decide to retroactively reinstate the offer.
Which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we talked about this on Kansas City's Week in Review, which airs tonight, it would retroactively start at that date. So, for example, he's called some legislative leaders back into session on July 7th. If they were to say, all right, one more year, then that goes to July 7th of next year.
So, effectively, we're not going to know the future of the stadiums for an entire another year.
Well, and he was hesitant, and he was playing a little poker here, Ty Masterson, the Senate president in Kansas, where he said, I don't want to be used as a, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't want to be used as a pawn for the Chiefs and the Royals to negotiate with Missouri. Either you're coming over here or you're not. Well, we're getting dangerously close to this deadline in the state of Kansas, and so the thought is that they are going to extend the deadline. Now, do they have to extend it one year? Can they say, you know what? You got two more months.
Yeah.
You got three more months. You got four more months. Whatever.
I don't know what the exact verbiage is, but I would assume they can modify that extension. I don't think it would be a year only. But let's be honest, if they really want the team, they're going to be used as that pawn. It's interesting that he used that terminology because that's exactly what's happening here. They're starting a bidding war.
Kansas City Chiefs President Mark Donovan requested the deadline be extended in Kansas as the organization continues discussions with state leaders in both states.
I get what they're doing. Trust
who,
me,
the
I do.
The Chiefs and the Royals?
Yeah, it feels kind of dirty.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that Nick Haynes asked me yesterday, we filmed it yesterday, and it airs tonight and Sunday morning. He said, how long has this been going on? And my answer was, too long. Somebody needs to poop or get off the pot. Let's go.
Well, and at this point, you're just playing games. Like he said, they are pawns. The states have become pawns in this 3D chess game that these two teams have going. And they have all the power. Well, definitely the Chiefs have all the power. I think the Royals less so. But I think the Royals are going to end up downtown anyway.
The Royals still. See, I don't believe that. Where? In Washington Square Park?
Yep. And the overarching question, where are they going to park? I don't think the team cares.
Hmm.
I mean, they tried to tell us that the Crossroads had plenty of parking, and we've seen event after event after event that has proved that that is not true.
Well, they got the Blue Cross Blue Shield parking garage.
Well, that'll have to be torn down, though.
Oh, is that part of the plan to tear that down?
It would be that whole area.
Okay.
From the text line, it's called smart negotiating. Again, I get what they're doing.
I actually think it is smart negotiating.
It is.
Hats off to the Chiefs for sure.
And I was talking to Rob about it. The Royals. Rob from the 96.5 The Fan in the newsroom. And he said the biggest tie for the Chiefs and what's making it so difficult to decide, because let's be honest, Missouri did not come back with a competing offer.
Mm-mm.
When one state is offering you 75% and you come back and say, well, we'll give you 50. What? But there is the tie to Arrowhead and the fact that the father of the AFC built that stadium.
Okay, somebody's saying Chip. I said Chip Carey. Apparently he's Harry Carey's son or grandson. So it's Chip Carey. All right.
Huh.
Forgive me. I think my stock just went up with the Kansas City audience because I don't listen to St. Louis broadcasts.
Yeah. And I also think that, at least for me, I wouldn't be so hung up on the public funding if there weren't other stadiums that were being privately funded.
And I'm not too concerned.
For example, the new Bears Stadium, Busch Stadium was privately funded for the most part.
And I'm not concerned that we're going to lose the Royals to Nashville. I think Tampa Bay goes to Nashville. So Kansas City is going to stay in Kansas City. But I mean, come on, let's make a decision, guys. This has been going on for years. And I remind you, the leases expire in 6 years. You don't even know where you're going. You don't have a stadium blueprint. You don't know where the money's coming from yet, unless you go to Kansas.
The average timeline for a new stadium build is 2 to 5 years, but some more intricate stadiums take up to 10.
Yeah. I guarantee you, what did SoFi take to build in Los Angeles? Because, and therein lies the issue, is that Clark Hunt is flying out to these games at SoFi and
Allegiant Stadium in Vegas.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
By the way, SoFi was just under 4 years.
Okay, so we have six as of right now. We're running out of time. Not to say it again, but poop or get off the pot. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, and the text line brings up a good point. I think the Chiefs also really, really want that entertainment district, that football village that they were talking about in the initial vote. And I don't think it's going to work at the Truman Sports Complex.
But I'll say what nobody else wants to say. I think Kauffman Stadium looks fantastic. It is still even after all these years, I still think it's one of the most beautiful ballparks in America.
I agree. It ranks that way.
Yeah, number six.
Yeah.
Number six in the latest survey out of 30 teams. I'm going to say what nobody else wants to hear. I think Arrowhead looks dilapidated and old.
Hmm. Okay.
You disagree?
I mean, I love Arrowhead.
When you look at SoFi, you look at Allegiant in Las Vegas, you look at some of these newer stadiums that they're building, dare I say the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, it just looks old.
I mean, I agree with you, and maybe I'm just a curmudgeon, but I think that stadiums like SoFi and Allegiant are too much. I'm there to watch football.
Yeah, but
I don't want a $4 trillion screen hanging out of the middle of...
But that's where the money is, Sam.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.